silent voice really speaks very deep. This is an
amenity. Yes.
Krishna is permitting his hands to the devotees.
Krishna promotes his freedom.
As you know what practically he feels. Krishna is openly expressing his
feelings.
How we can develop a relationship with him.
And he's doing so
openly, just offering it to everyone. Just tell everyone, come on, I want to love you.
I want to
have a relationship with you.
They're
desperate to know each other. Well, we need to go do something like that, isn't it?
I wish I could do something like that.
That would be considered a little strange. But Krishna, he's expressing his feelings so openly.
Well, Krishna,
he says that these words that Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita and in other Vedic
literatures,
they are the thoughts and feelings that the Lord is keeping deep in his heart. He says that the devotees They asked me to write this commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So I thought, this Bhagavad Gita is very philosophical. It's not so rich and full of pastimes like Srimad Bhagavatam.
Here, this verse is very nice verse.
What about the people that sleep on the mountain?
Krishna is explaining how merciful the place is that Krishna consciousness is.
Which I think is a lot of the person, not just a lot of Krishna.
As you realize, you may be listening here at Yoga or something. We may talk on this subject. How people
not only the other practitioners of the
practice, but somehow they have got the mercy they
infected in
Adi. So here, Krishna is talking about the same subject. Even if you are the most sinful of all sinners.
But this is not a Krishna's definition.
But if you become situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you can cross over this material ocean of misery. So, who is the most sinful of all sinners?
Not the most sinful, the most
sinful. Not you. You're
not that quiet.
Maybe you ran the Kashyapu or something.
No, it's not a
actually, one devotee once was talking to Prabhupada
like that.
Whole team. He had one daughter.
beginning of the ocean.
He brought the jar that is not reached.
And the shadow of the world is the
world. Yeah. He just became an ordinary household.
That's not what I should say to me.
After some time, he realized, oh, yes, I feel them.
And then I just went out of the window and said,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
naprawdę miłości do jego serca.
A jeśli on ma czynić?
I nie ma serca w nim jest.
And choose everything and live, just live there in the forest, just chanting
the Krishna.
So, this way we see the process of Krishna consciousness is much more powerful than some other process of mind. You can imagine, right, sitting down, doing some silent meditation on Nevsky
Prospect.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Christian woman.
And who told you that?
The woman said, "You can die." Shushima, Yes, I transport things.
No, 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 no.
things.
What about creation?
But I see you during the day, you don't seem to work very much. So when you go back to the Lord of your time, just keep your eyes open?
Yes.
You see here, this lady looking after the poor Krishna. So he makes a comment.
Porque foi uma passagem do mundo em Sinaia.
That if a child who was so formed and so sinful and there's so little Christian consciousness Even if you don't take aim in any particular direction.
No, I don't have to go into the particular system.
The response of the time is within range of the gear, it will be the time. So similarly with transcendental sound.
A transcendental
sound will go straight to the air, straight to the
heart.
And make a great impact there.
It was
And when the heart is nice and clean, Krishna is attracted. He'll just come and sit there and be very happy.
Bye.